cuts so deep, you'll need scuba gear. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5.
Right, it's that Tuesday time again, where Mike Waldman joins us in studio for Waldman's Wardrobe. Hello, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. We missed you at the Prince tribute last night, but you couldn't have gotten in anyway, so.
Yeah, I don't know the right people.
You don't. Neither did I, frankly.
I said I knew Jason Fetty. They threw me out.
Right, exactly.
I tried to get in.
Shrugged the shoulders. Everybody knows Jason Fetty.
Yeah. Have you looked at his Facebook page? He's got 1,000 friends.
I had so many people try to call in favors with me last night. I was like, no,
too.
Not tonight, dude.
Yeah.
No. So Waldman brings in rare tracks for us every week and digs through the internet and his own collection to find some cool stuff that you've probably never heard before. So what are we doing today?
Well, I'm fascinated by the fact that Jim Kerr is now a disc jockey on the radio station.
He sure is. Straight out of Glasgow.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just heard, you just told me a few minutes ago how he got to be here through one of our volunteers.
Absolutely.
Which is really great.
Yeah, he felt like he owed it to us. He's been offered radio gigs all over the world, but he felt like he owed it to our little indie radio station. So it's really cool.
So the band that became Simple Minds, any ideas? I know that I've sent it to you, but before that, do you have any ideas?
I had no idea.
Okay, this is one of the best names in rock and roll. Johnny and the Self-Abusers.
Okay.
That sounds like a Jason Fetty band.
Horse McCartney.
Oh, come on. Anyway, so Johnny and the Self-Abusers put together in 1977 in Glasgow by a guy by the name of Alan Cairnduff. Apparently, there used to be these guys that would put together bands. You know, like the Sex Pistols was a band
right,
that was put together by somebody.
Right.
A pre-Simon Cowell. Simon Cowell.
Exactly, yeah. Right. So he put together the band, you know, had a bunch of people. One of them was a budding artist, a budding singer and lyricist, Jim Kerr, and his buddy Charlie Burchill, excuse me, and a bunch of other guys. And they put together a single. And the single is called Saints and Sinners. The day that the single was released, the band broke up.
Oh, my God. What a nightmare.
The very day.
And
half the band wound up being Simple Minds. But you could definitely hear this was not what Simple Minds started as. This was a punk rock band. So here is Johnny and the Abusers doing Saints and Sinners.
Oh, punk rock.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, that's great. Good. I love those little short little songs, thrashy little. There weren't many bands out in the States like that. X were a good example of that. You know, that just did those little New York Dolls.
Yep.
You know.
Yep. And so half the band broke up and formed the Cuban Heels. The other half became Simple Minds. Came from a David Bowie lyric from Gene Genie.
Goodness me.
Simple Minds did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
No.
But as Jason Fetty says, we Google so you don't have to.
That's right.
Cool.
Okay. So just out of the blue, the next song that I put together is a rare track from the Beatles. I was going to do all Beatles because they just released their anthology records on streaming radio, and I thought, that's bad. We don't want to advertise streaming radio.
Oh, the hell with streaming radio. Well, you just did.
You just done it now.
Yeah.
Oh, Michael. Michael.
I'm saying down with streaming
radio. Well, they already did that, didn't they? They already put all the albums on Spotify and everything.
Except for their anthology records. They just put those out.
Okay.
Anyway, so they... But there are things that exist that aren't on those, and you can only hear them here.
Absolutely.
That's my point.
Also, it's not really radio. You can't call streaming radio radio. It's not radio. It's just streaming music.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
You can't call in, can you, and say, oh, I don't like that record.
Right.
Play this
one. No, who's going to answer?
You can't call in and say, I don't understand a word you're saying, you English fool. You can't do any of that.
Anyway.
So what we're going to hear is something that is from the Beatles' actual audition for Decca Records, and this has not been released yet, but back in about 1960, the end of 1960, the beginning of 1961, the Beatles had hired this guy who owned a record store. That was his entire claim to fame. He owned a record store in Liverpool, so the Beatles thought he was hot stuff, and his name was Brian Epstein. He would go down to London and knock on doors and see if he can get auditions. One record company gave him an audition, and he paid extra to have it recorded. Huh. And they recorded 15 songs for that session. Only three of them were originals. The rest of them were songs by Phil Spector, Carole King, Lieber and Stoller, who were writing for Elvis, Carl Perkins, Chuck Berry. So, and the three originals that they did were just terrible.
Right.
So, but this is one of my favorites because it's just so silly. And it's that great classic Spanish that's been recorded both in Spanish and in English, Bésame Mucho.
Cha-cha boom! Bésame, bésame mucho. Each time I cling your kiss, I hear music divine. So bésame, bésame mucho. Boom! Dearest one, if you should leave me, then each little dream will take wings and my life would be through. So bésame, bésame mucho. And I love you forever, make all my dreams come true. Ooh, this joy is something. I adore was, oh dearest one, if you should leave me, there each little dream will take wings and my life will be through. So bésame, bésame mucho. Yeah, I love you forever, make all my dreams come true. Ooh, love me forever, make all my dreams.
I would not have signed the Beatles.
No, I don't know, man.
Terrible.
I don't know. Do you think that's terrible?
Cha-cha boom.
I know it's silly, but there's within the silliness, there's some great musicianship. It's done really well.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
I can't very get behind
tight.
It.
It's very tight.
Yeah.
Very tight. The harmonies are great.
I think I would have kicked him out if they played
right,
that
so
part.
It's not going in rotation then, that.
Well, the okay. truth of the matter is they were kicked out, and Decca threw them out, yeah, didn't sign them. Yeah. And famously, the guy who wrote the letter said, guitar bands are on their way out.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah. right. Yeah. Right.
So the great revenge is that they signed with EMI Parlophone, George Martin, who just passed away, and became enormously big. And when this guy was, he was literally on his way out, this guy Dick Rowe, for Decca Records, and the Beatles brought him the Rolling Stones. And Dick Rowe signed the Rolling Stones to Decca and saved his career.
Wow. Wow. That's yeah. very gracious of them.
And I didn't realize also that's so, wrote their yeah. first single, I Want to yeah. Be Your Man, which huh. Ringo would do.
It was George Harrison used to go to a pub in Brighton or somewhere, and he used to see the Beatles, the Rolling Stones. And he went back and he went to see Dick Rowe and he said, listen, you should see this band. And they signed.
Wow.
It's a pretty great story. People don't realize that because they think, you know, there was this great, what's the word? Between the Beatles and the Stones, there was this
rivalry.
Great rivalry. Exactly.
But not really.
Thank you. But no. It was never like that at all.
They're good friends.
Yeah. And they're both playing on the same bill in October.
Well, certainly
and I think he's going to do Besame Mucho.
Oh, God.
Cha-cha boom.
That show will be interesting if people get up with each other.
Yes.
What if McCartney gets up with the Stones, man?
Oh, it's sure going to happen. Definitely, they'll do that. Yeah,
that'd be great.
At least on the same night.
Yeah, Young certainly the same McCartney. The same night. People, yeah.
I have to say that I'm really considering going, and I'm really considering spending the big bucks so I have a good seat.
$1,500.
Yeah,
run you
know,
it's
a vacation. It's a once in a lifetime vacation. Yeah,
I want a vacation. If I want to spend $1,500 on a vacation, I don't know, man. That's a lot. I don't know what we're gonna do. My wife Ava's saying, "Yeah, let's just go on a road trip. Put the CDs in the car."
There you go.
Well, if you don't know what we're talking about, it's the Desert Trip Festival that just got announced with Paul McCartney and Roger Waters and The Who and Neil Young and The Stones and Dylan. And it's tickets go on sale on May 9th, so you can check it out online.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on from Paul McCartney and the Beatles, we went to see Elvis Costello a couple weeks ago. I don't think that we talked too much about it. What did you think about that, Mr. Fetty?
Oh, I loved him. I really love him. I'm irritated that he's boycotting Israel.
Is
not
he?
As irritated as I am with Roger Waters, mm-hmm. who's outspoken about it, but very cool. It was great. I mean, the gig was great. Wasn't it great?
I thought it was very good. But I have to say, I've been seeing him since 1978, and I think the minute he got married, it was the end of Elvis Costello.
Really? she smoothed the edges, or what is it about her,
God.
Diana Krall, his wife?
Oh, my God, everything sounds the same.
I don't know. He had different guitars for different songs, so it made a different sound sonically.
Yes.
I think he was singing great.
Well, yes. Jason, you can relate to being married and having a little bit less to sing about, can't you?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah.
Do you think he's scared of her, Diana Krall?
I think she beats him.
Do you think so? I don't know.
But anyway, I love Elvis Costello, and one of the things I love about him is that he's collaborated with a million people, and he actually collaborated with Paul McCartney and did an album with Paul. And they were put together by Paul's producer. They recorded 12 songs and then decided not to put it out. Mm. And what they did instead was put it out a few songs at a time on each of their individual albums. So you'll hear some of the songs on Elvis's albums and some of the songs on Paul's albums. And this one, what we're going to play now, is a song called Shallow Grave. It's a live recording of an acoustic show, just Elvis, his piano player, and there's a little bit of drums back there. He released 5 or 6 promotional EPs of just him playing throughout the United States acoustically, and this is Shallow Graves from that.
And that'll close out the wardrobe this week. Mike Waldman brings in Rare Tracks every Tuesday, and you can find the podcast online under Waldman's Wardrobe.
When I fall in sleep, hope that I've been buried deep. Let me be the one in fortune favors. Even your children got shallow graves. So throw another clown to the lions. Throw another Joan on the blaze. Cast me away on a cruel calm ocean. Leave me for days and days and days and days and days. Won't lie in this far shallow grave. I won't lie in this far shallow grave. Sleep, I won't lie in this far shallow grave. Bless the Parkers like the rich. They all end up in a ditch. In this world of fools and knaves, even good children got shallow graves. The Tinker, the Tailor, the Fabulous Five. Nobody cares how to do this alive. Throw another clown to the lions. Throw another Joan out of blaze. Cast me away on a cruel commotion and leave me for days and days and days and days and days. Won't lie in this part shallow grave. I won't lie in this part shallow grave. Dim and down deep where the dead men sleep. I won't lie in this part shallow grave. Dim and down deep where the dead men sleep. I won't lie in this part shallow grave. Dim and down deep.